Hey guys, welcome to the Liberal Hive Mind, a channel solely focused on exposing the abundant hypocrisy of the left. The media and their constant anti-Trump fake news doom and gloom. Every freaking week, it's another thing that Donald Trump has screwed up, another phony scandal, non-stop hysteria, relentless fear-mongering, and of course, doomsday economic predictions. It's funny how the moment Donald Trump is inaugurated, all of a sudden, everything's switched. We go from the media praising Joe Biden constantly, giving him every excuse in the book, even as things are falling apart around him. But then the moment Donald Trump is inaugurated, a total shift, even as he's succeeding, as good things are happening, it's just doomsday prediction after doomsday prediction. And it's so incredibly frustrating because the media is more focused on egg prices and ridiculous, loony predictions, like we're heading into an economic recession because we saw a couple weeks of bad stock market days. But meanwhile, incredible things are happening. And the frustrating part is the stuff's getting shoved under a rug, and many people don't even know about it. For instance, did you guys know that Vladimir Putin of Russia has now gone on the record agreeing to the ceasefire that was proposed between Russia and Ukraine? Yeah, probably not, because the media is more focused on faking a constitutional crisis and fear-mongering about inflation and the cost of eggs than they are on reporting actual important news and potentially incredible achievements. Let's talk about it all, shall we? We've got some stuff to get into, so let's roll the tape. Alright folks, so basically exactly like I was saying, I guess this is the news that they don't want you to know about. Donald Trump is securing a freaking ceasefire. Take a look at this.
But first of all, I would like to thank the President of the United States for paying so much attention to regulating the conflict in Ukraine. Of course, we all have lots of current issues to deal with. We're hoping that their activity is aimed at reducing loss of human life in the conflict. Secondly, we agree with the proposals for the ceasefire, but our position is based on the assumption that the ceasefire would lead to a long-term peace, something that would remove the initial reasons for the crisis. As for the readiness of Ukraine to cease fire, there's a meeting between Americans and Ukrainians in Saudi Arabia, and it looks like a decision that is taken by Ukrainian side under American pressure. In reality, I am completely convinced that Ukraine had to ask Americans insist on this based on the situation on the ground.
There's also this headline. Vladimir Putin praises President Trump for doing all he can to restore relations that were almost completely destroyed by Joe Biden. This one doesn't have voice translation, so you'll have to read the subtitles.
Мы знаем, что новая администрация во главе с президентом Трампом делает все для того, чтобы восстановить хоть что-то из того, что было практически сведено к нулю, уничтожено прежней американской администрацией. Процесс этот непростой, если не сказать сложный, но тем не менее, как всем хорошо известно, и у меня состоялся телефонный разговор с президентом Трампом. Состоялись первые контакты нашего министра иностранных дел со своим американским коллегой и помощник президента России Ушаков встречался со своими визави. Так что в целом ситуация как бы начинает двигаться.
You know, exactly like Donald Trump wanted, he's bringing both sides to the table. And I know a lot of Trump's detractors will try to frame this as a bad thing, but in what universe does that make sense? Bringing Russia to the negotiating table is a bad thing? It makes Donald Trump a Putin stooge? No, of course not. Again, it all comes back to the age-old adage. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. This is how diplomacy works. We don't have to agree with everybody. We don't have to support every other country or their leaders or the actions they've taken, but we sure as hell should try to work with them to secure peace and stability for the world, no? It's really not all that crazy. And it's been Trump's approach since day one. That was his whole approach during his first administration. And that's how he got the North Koreans to come to the table. And that's also how he got them to slow down their nuclear experiments. This is a good thing. It's objectively a good thing. In fact, it's kind of historic news. It's potentially marking the end of the war. And nobody's talking about it. And Trump's getting zero praise for it. I mean, could you imagine if Joe Biden had secured this? You think they'd be calling him a stooge of Vladimir Putin? Of course not. They'd be calling for a Nobel Peace Prize. And you know, it's funny because what's happening right now is what they told you was impossible. Vladimir Putin's a crazed dictator. He's a crazy guy. He'll never even come to the table. It's impossible to secure peace. Therefore, we must fight to the last Ukrainian. That's basically been the rhetoric. And so applying that standard, if Joe Biden got the job done, if Joe Biden got Vladimir Putin to agree to a ceasefire, you're telling me that wouldn't be positive news? He would be getting praise like you can't imagine. But Donald Trump does it. Most people don't even know this exists. Again, because the media is more focused on anti-Trump hysteria and fabricating some sort of alternative reality where everything's bad. Representative McClain actually went on Jake Tapper's show and spoke about a similar concept.
All you need to do is turn on the TV. Look at your show. It's nothing but fear-mongering. That's all the Democrats do. What's inflation doing? What's inflation? Up or down? Oh, it's down. What's the prices of eggs? Oh, they're down. What's the prices of mortgage? Oh, it's down, right? But we don't cover the positive things. We only cover the negative things to get everyone worked up. So here's two things. This could be a potential problem, but it actually could be a potential long-term solution. But when you don't want to cover the other half, and all you talk about is the one half, of course that's what you're going to hear. I would prefer to give both sides of the story. That's what real news people used to do, is they would give both sides of the story. So one side of the story is, yes, potentially on the short term, listen, tariffs could cause us some discomfort, sure, no question. But let's take a look at the long term. Do you think there's any benefits to the long term? I can share with you that there are benefits to the long term.
That's exactly right. The media isn't reporting news. They're fabricating a narrative. It's not about facts. It's about controlling public perception. That's why they ignore the good news and just focus on spinning negative stories, because they don't want you to feel hopeful. They don't want you to see Trump's success. No, they need crisis to keep their audience scared and obedient. And so they're focused on all the negative fear-mongering. Meanwhile, we're continuing to see incredible accomplishments. To put it into clear perspective, take a look at Caroline Leavitt in her latest MAGA Minute.
It's been another incredibly busy week here at the People's House. Let's roll through everything President Trump did for you, the American people. The Department of Homeland Security repurposed the CBP One app into the CBP Home app for illegal immigrants to self-deport. The number of illegal immigrant gotaways has plummeted to a daily average of just 77. Egg prices dropped this week, and the Department of Agriculture unveiled a strategy to curb egg prices even further. Inflation fell in February to its lowest point in just under 4 years. Some Maha moms, myself included, got together at the White House to discuss the first Maha Commission meeting and how we are going to make our food and our country healthy again. The Department of Education initiated a 50% reduction of force as we continue to make our government more efficient. And several more companies like Merck, GE Aerospace, and Asahi Beer announced massive investments in the United States of America. We are building back our country.
All of that happening, and there's a whole lot more, and that's just encompassing this week alone. But instead, the media is going on and on about the constitutional crisis, the cost of eggs, the looming recession, Donald Trump doing something illegal by driving a Tesla on the White House lawn. Oh, the horror. How incredibly stupid, man. How incredibly stupid. The media clearly wants you to believe that everything is falling apart, but it is not. Trump is winning. He's winning in his foreign policy battles and trade battles. Despite the claims to the contrary, he's likely enacting policies that are going to greatly benefit American workers. He's bringing investment home. He's also securing the border, as apprehensions are down over 95%. And he's solving wars and solving foreign conflicts that the media, the establishment, and the Democrats told you were unsolvable. Yeah, it doesn't seem like things are falling apart. It seems like Trump is putting it all back together again. Anyways, that's pretty much what I got for you guys on this one. Hopefully you enjoyed the video. If you did, make sure to leave a like and possibly subscribe. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you on the next one.